can live long and live strong and live out the full number of your days. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a special teaching from Healing School as they lead us in a healing confession.
Let's look at Deuteronomy. If you obey the word or the decrees I'm giving you today, the Lord said, all will be well with you and your children. Well, I'm here to testify that's what we did. And all is well with us and our children. And all will be well with you and your children. You just have to go after the word of God, do what it says. And it says you'll enjoy a long life in the land. Hallelujah. Well means happy, successful, benefit, make better, marry, please, make sweet thoroughly. Isn't that good? Well means to make sweet thoroughly. And your life, in this life, in this natural body, can be made sweet thoroughly if you'll let the Lord direct your thinking, direct your words, direct your actions. The blessing will come on you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That belongs to us. We've heard about the blessing, and the blessing, you know, is for everybody who will receive it. But the blessing works and manifests as we obey the Word of God. You can't have the blessing and live the curse. It's the curse that causes the curse. It's the blessing life that causes the blessing. The Word has benefits, and we're taking hold of those today. Who satisfies our mouth with good so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Word works. We put it in our eyes, in our heart. It gets in our eyes. It goes in our ears. It gets in our heart. It comes out our mouth. And it brings blessing. Isaiah 53:4. Surely. Say surely.
Surely.
This is surely the truth. Surely, the prophet says, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now the Amplified says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. This is a sure fact. It's already been done. And carried our disease, our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement of our peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole.
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus bore our sins, he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. We don't have to live under sin. If you're here today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's been taken care of. All you do is receive Jesus as Lord. If you're here today and you've got sickness, disease, malfunctions in your body, it's already been taken care of. All you have to do is receive what he has done for you, that he himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. So you are healed. If you were healed, you are healed. Now we're going to pray and believe God for healing. Miracles in this place. Amen. Restoration. Wholeness. And also I'm going to lead you in the prayer to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never done that, that would be the most important thing. That's more important than being healed. Because that gets your spirit healed and made whole. So let's stand and let's receive
yes.
this word. Can you lead us in prayer on these matters? And we're gonna. Now I mean we're not just repeating here. We're laying hold here. We're laying hold of our healing, our deliverance. If you're making Jesus Lord of your life, you're laying hold of your salvation. All you have to do is receive Him to be born again. All you have to do to be healed is to receive Him and what He did for you on the cross.
Father, this morning, yes, in the Lord. Name of Jesus,
glory to God.
We approach You, all of us together. We come before You in faith, in praise and thanksgiving for the blood of Jesus on that cross.
Lord, we receive it.
He bore, He endured all of it, all of the curse, all of the sin, all of the sickness, all of the disease, all the weakness, all the pain, all the poverty, all of it. He endured it all of our griefs and carried our sorrows. And this is to our benefit. You said in your 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits." Father, we come from before the throne of God today, standing on Isaiah 53, and we come before Your throne as a body of people to appropriate our benefits. We have them. They are already laid up for us. They're our benefits, and we refuse to forget them. We will not let them go. We stand firmly on Your word. Jesus did not die in vain and shed His blood and bear the stripes on His body for my healing, for our healing in vain. We receive it this morning in Jesus' name.
Yes, we receive our healing. Glory to God.
We receive our salvation this morning from sin, sickness, disease, weakness, pain, and poverty.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We have faith in God. And we say unto this mountain of sickness and disease and curse, be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Sin.
Sin.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Weakness.
Weakness.
Pain.
Pain.
Grief.
Grief.
Sorrow.
Sorrow.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Be thou cast into the sea.
I refuse to doubt in my heart.
I refuse to doubt in my heart.
But I believe that those things I just said come to pass.
But I believe that those things I just said come to pass.
So I shall have.
So I shall have.
Everything I just said.
Everything I just said.
And I'll have it now.
And I'll have it now.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Therefore I say unto you.
Therefore I say unto you.
What things soever you desire.
What things soever you desire.
When you pray.
When you pray.
Believe you receive.
Believe you receive.
And you shall have.
And you shall have.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You said that.
You said that.
We desire today.
We desire today.
Total and complete deliverance.
Total.
Manifestation of healing miracles.
Manifestation of healing miracles.
To remove.
To remove.
Completely.
Completely.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Every weakness.
Every weakness.
Every pain.
Every pain.
Every grief.
Every grief.
Every sorrow.
Every sorrow.
Every debt.
Every debt.
All lack.
All lack.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now.
Now.
Every person in this place delivered now, Lord Jesus. That's our desire.
Now. 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 Now.
Now, wait a minute. Confirm it again. I desire
for everybody in this room.
Now, we're going to say that again. I want you to get out of yourself. Get out of your own needs. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get your faith working on everybody else. It's easier to believe for them than it is to believe for yourself. But you're, no. That doesn't leave you out because everybody in the room believing for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now say it again.
I desire
everybody in this room.
To be completely, totally
delivered
by manifestation
of healing miracles
of grief,
sorrow,
pain,
weakness,
sickness,
disease,
poverty,
debt,
lack.
I receive it. It's mine.
I'm standing here.
Praying.
It's mine now.
I receive it now.
Now,
Jesus, Lord Jesus, say this. Lord Jesus,
You said.
When I stand praying.
Forgive.
If you have aught against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
That your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
I obey.
I'm standing.
I'm praying.
I believe I receive when I pray.
I have spoken to the mountain.
I have declared my desire.
And now, as an act of obedience,
before my Heavenly Father, before the Lord Jesus, before all the angels in this room, and before all the demons of hell, I hold no thing against any human being on this planet.
That is my will.
It is as strong as my will to be well.
I rebuke you, unforgiveness.
You leave me.
You leave my spirit.
My soul.
My body.
And all of my house.
I am a forgiver.
I am not a condemner.
I forgive.
So they are forgiven.
And Jesus, you said it.
My Heavenly Father also, which is in heaven, will forgive me my trespasses.
I am forgiven.
We praise you, Lord.
Now, as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, ordained and separated into the office of the prophet, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I command you to receive your deliverance. I command you to be made whole. I command you to rise up in the things of God. I command you to receive from heaven in Jesus' name. I declare you healed and well and free.
Yes.
Satan, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
I rebuke you. You
yes.
get on your face in our presence. You get under our feet in Jesus' name. You bow your knee, and then you immediately get up and get out of our presence.
Jesus.
You have no partner lot in this room. Nobody here belongs to you. And by the eternal God, get.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm healed. I'm free. I'm delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now begin to do what you couldn't do before. You couldn't throw up your arm, throw it up. You couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't get up in Jesus' name. Act on it. Receive it. Go for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The healing anointing is there. It's in you. It's on you. Do what you couldn't do before. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank Him for it. Do what you couldn't do. Glory to God. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't do this, throw up your arm, do it. Move. Begin to move. What you couldn't do before. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The pain's gone. The paralysis is gone. The cancer's gone. The arthritis is gone. Every sickness, every disease, God off your body. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I've received it, I'm healed, I'm made whole. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you couldn't walk, walk. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Now, keep that moving. Keep yourself moving. Keep your face stirred. Glory to God. Check yourself out. Bend over. Bend over. Do what you couldn't do before.
Somebody, I just saw this in the Spirit. Somebody's heart, it bloomed out there. The veins trying to. Now I'm no doctor. I just know what I saw. I don't know what to call that, except evil. That's not from God. No. In the name of Jesus, I command that artery to
yes.
be strengthened.
Thank you, Father.
You go back into your place. You go back where you belong. In Jesus' name, I speak the anointing of God. Now you confess this morning the very same scriptures, the very same way that Brother Hagin confessed over his heart. I'm telling you, his heart it was deformed. He was a premature baby. He weighed less than 2 pounds when he was born, and his heart never did get a chance to mature, and you have to understand, we just went through the same scripture. He's the one that taught Glory to Me how to do that. Now, you just went through it. Just stay on it. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you weak, ballooned out artery,
yes.
be removed and be cast into the sea, and be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong
Amen.
In the power of His might. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I just saw kidney stones dissolve.
Glory to God. Every kidney stone.
I just saw it in the Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just gone. Dissolve. It's just gone away in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus.
Somebody couldn't make a fist. You couldn't close your fingers. Couldn't close your hands. Arthritis, you've been rebuked and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. So just start working your hand. Praise the Lord. Start moving it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I rebuke the spirit of aging, the lying demon that's been telling you that you're getting old and nobody cares and nobody needs you anymore and that you might as well go on and die. You're just wasting air on this earth. No, bless God, you're not telling that. Dear soul, you are not telling that person that anymore. I break your power. I told you a while ago in the name of... Yeah, you hung around too long, demon. You ain't coming back now.
No.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now he's turned loose of your mind. Now you're going to have to refill it with the Word of God and the renewing of your youth, the renewing of your mind to God's way of thinking.
A few months back, my son had suggested that myself, him and myself and my other sister come to the Kenneth Copeland Healing School. So we was coming to believe God for my sister, for a miracle for her. While I was here praying and believing God for her, because we've been praying for a while, she's been having some challenges for some years now. And I was here for her, little did I know that I was gonna receive my healing.
Somebody couldn't make a fist. You couldn't close your fingers. Couldn't close your hand. Arthritis, you've been rebuked and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. So just start working your hand. Praise the Lord. Start moving it in the name of Jesus.
When Brother Copeland was telling us to, you know, do whatever we couldn't do, I was already doing this. And as he was saying it, he was doing it. And I noticed that all the pain was gone. It used to be so painful to make a fist or even grip something. And so all the pain is gone.
Praise God.
I'm a drummer. I'm a musician. I play the drums for my church. Been playing the drums for my church for 14 and a half years. And so it's necessary to hold the sticks and everything like that. It became a challenge. I'm so thankful to God. God is awesome. No pain. I mean, it's like it never was there before. Never. I forgot all about what I felt. You know what I'm saying? It's gone. It's back to normal. That's the best way I can say it. It's back to normal. So I'm recovered. I thank God. So I can go back and play the drums because I took a break. I took a break for a little bit from playing the drums in my church. So I can go back and minister through music and song.
God wants to heal you just like he healed Deborah. It doesn't matter what's wrong with you. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. So I'm going to pray for you. And when I do, you release your faith and you begin to do what you couldn't do before and you take it. You take your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person listening to me right now. I rebuke every sickness and every disease off them, off their body. In Jesus' name, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing. Now begin to do what you couldn't do before. Act on the Word of God. Say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. He himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. I am healed. And then you do what you couldn't do before and you give God the praise for it. Now is the time you believe you receive it. Regardless of whether every symptom's gone immediately or not, we believe we receive it and we stand on the Word of God until every symptom is gone. Glory to God. So you take it and you continue to feed on healing verses and scripture and keep your faith strong and keep saying, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Today's offering day, so we're going to pray over your finances today. Get your offering ready, or if you can't do that soon enough, just decide what you're going to do. I'm going to pray over your finances. Now, the scripture says God's able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to us in abundance. So we're going to sow to abundance in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up every person right now that's participating in this offering, and even those, Lord, that they just say, I don't have any money. Even those that would participate if they had the money. We pray for financial breakthroughs. I rebuke poverty. I rebuke lack. And I pray over their offering and over their heart right now that the blessing and the anointing would come upon their finances, and we rebuke every curse of poverty and lack off of them, and we speak the words of God over them that says, you yourself will make every favor and earthly blessing come to you. So be prosperous. Receive your prosperity. Get your Bible. Look up scriptures where God says He wants you to prosper. Poverty in the Bible's under the curse and abundance under the blessing. If you need somebody to pray with you, call us. We've got people here to answer your call and pray with you over your healing, over your prosperity. God wants you well, we want you well, and you want to be well. Now that's a majority in Jesus' name. Next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Ken and I will be celebrating Christmas with you. So make plans to join us. It will be a family time, and you are part of the family. And most important, we are in the family of God. He cares about us. He wants every need met. He wants us healed. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.